On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's been a few weeks, but it's time to check in again with Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Talk some WNBA. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how you doing, Henry? Good night. How are you?
I'm good, man. First, I want to start this interview off with in your appearance with an apology. It sounds like you recently were in the press box at Target Field, and one Christopher Tubbs came up to you and was chatting you up, and y'all talked for like 3 hours? Is that true? Because if so, I apologize, man. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. I can't stand when Chris comes up to me in the press box and wants to start talking. I don't like all that talking. Bro, leave me alone. Let me watch the game in peace. So I apologize.
Oh, no. It was all good. It was fun. The game was bad. Anyway.
Nah, you was just being nice. You was being nice. You should have said, "Mind your damn business. Get away from me."
He tried. I didn't listen. He tried. I didn't listen. Believe me, no doesn't mean no with me. No doesn't mean no.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. So this is what I'm going to do for you, Charles. Next time I'm at Target Field, I'm gonna go into the little lounge in there. I'm gonna tell the young man that's in there all the time. I can't remember his first name, but I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna give him like a $10 spot, whatever. Buy a bunch of hot dogs, whatever. So the next time later in the year, if Chris comes all up, then you run in there and say, "Hey, this is on Lake's tab. Go grab a hot dog," and you throw that hot dog in Chris's face and say, "Be quiet."
I'll be like a seal. Give me more. I'm sitting there, mouth open, or.
Be like, "Eat this glizzy and be quiet."
No. Hey, Joey Chestnut, baby. Joey Chestnut.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, man, I had to crack that. When y'all's conversation in a commercial break, I said, "Oh, no, I got to clown Chris. I got to get them jokes off right now." Anyway, let's talk some WNBA, man. Look, it seemed like over the course of a week, a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't like the Lynx were playing bad basketball, but they seemed like they weren't 100% focused during the course of an entire game. They've reined it in. They're playing better basketball. I know that Fee has missed a couple of games over the course of the last couple of weeks, but she's back with the squad. What do you make of what the Lynx have been able to do here over the course of the last 3-4 games, and the fact that they'll be facing tomorrow night the Indiana Fever in that, what do they call it, Commissioner's Cup?
Commissioner's Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exceptional three because she got hurt. Well, she's back healthy. We hope she's back healthy. They became a healthy club. Alana Smith was healthy. Jessica Shepherd was back from playing overseas for a quick sec. They seem to be settling down to a rotation where I think Cheryl's sticking to maybe eight, you know, 7 to 8 players. She's not trying, you know, she's not trying to enter the bench, and she seemed to be not experimenting right now. So she really settled down in that. And they're getting some play from two rookies. Those two Russian young ladies seem to be fitting in and doing little things that they want to do. So, yeah, I mean, yesterday was a dismantle. But, you know, Connecticut, that's not a good test. Connecticut is struggling big time with injuries, and they just having a real tough year. But they did. They just came out and they finally decided to play from beginning to end as opposed to coming back, you know, struggling the first half and then come back and go crazy in the second half. So yesterday was very good. And then, you know, a lot of people not talking about McBride. You know, they need, you know, she's probably the most overshadowed superstar in a year. So nobody, you know, nobody talks about her. You know, she just comes out and she just kicks butt. She definitely makes things, you know, even when Capicia was out, she was keeping the things going. So they're a great two-woman team. And then you put Courtney Williams in there, who struggled on Friday, but she definitely came back last night. So they really playing well. And tomorrow will be a good test. This will be a good test whole week. They're playing 4 games in 6 nights, including a back-to-back this weekend. So it's going to be this, you know, this game tomorrow doesn't count in the standings. This is a Commissioner Cup, you know what they do, win or lose, that don't count to their standings, but it's still a game. And then, you know, they're going to come back and play Thursday, they're going to come back and play Saturday, they're going to come back and play Sunday. And they're not playing slouch. You know, they're playing slouch teams. So it's going to be a good test.
So
for them.
Well, let me ask you this. Is tomorrow's game already sold out?
It is. You know, it's funny. Indiana people are really pissed off. What happened was the Lynx, as soon as the Lynx people found out the Lynx had clinched a spot, they put the word out right then. And those tickets like got swept up real quick. So there's not a whole lot of Indiana people on there. So they've been really upset.
Well, we don't want them anyway. We don't want them anyway.
Yeah, but it's obviously because of the Indiana, the tickets went much faster than if they were playing somebody else. You know, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be close to a sellout tomorrow.
What will we know about it now? Is Caitlin Clark, is she going to be available? Because she has missed some games recently with the groin.
That's still up in the air. You know how the groins are. That's a day-to-day type of thing. I have not heard so far. The staff report has not come out with Indiana. It has come out for Minnesota. They will not have Katie Sangerson. She's out with a foot injury. So that's the only player that's not going to be playing for sure for Minnesota. The Indiana report has not come out as yet, so I don't know. You know, they're supposed to put the report out 24 hours in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear from Indiana sometime tonight. So as of now, we just say Caitlin is playing, but, you know, if she's not, I'll be honest. Yeah, groin something, you don't rush in. You don't rush back. I don't care. I know what Courtney's playing for that money. So,
yeah.
But you got a long season to play for. You know, I wouldn't put it out there. It's not that important.
Yeah.
Based on the rest of the season.
So who, in your estimation, and we're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO, who, in your estimation, is the most underrated member of the Minnesota Lynx team?
McBride.
Really?
I mean, by far, yeah.
I think that my Lynx crush is the most underrated player on the team, and that will be one Alana Smith.
I would not argue with you on that, but she doesn't stand out. You can win without Alana Smith. I don't think you can win without McBride.
See, I don't think you can win without either of them. And the reason why I say this is because Smith, she does a lot of the dirty work. She does things at times that just don't come up in the box score.
Right. And she's not a typical center, neither.
Nope.
I can't. It's no argument there at all. I just feel McBride gets overshadowed. They don't, Capicia is doing very well. Obviously, she's on MVP pace season. But McBride, I mean, there's sometimes she just does some things. I mean, you know, you know, they go down a couple of times, they don't score. Next thing you know, McBride gets the ball. Like last night, there was a play where the ball went over and back on Connecticut. She chased the ball down, beat everybody down floor, hit a three. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't too many people, you know, everybody was just caught the ball, held up, let everybody come down. She just went at it right away. And that showed me that aggressiveness that she has, the quietness that she has when she's aggressive on the floor. So, but no, I would not argue with you at all. I think Alanna Smith has definitely paid her way to being successful on this team. You know, if she wasn't there last year, they wouldn't have got to the finals. And definitely, if she's not there, they will definitely have a hole. They don't have anybody on the bench that can come in and take that spot. So, yeah, I would not argue in that.
Yeah, that's my Lynx crush. Oh, my goodness. I love me some Miss Smith. She woo-wee. She getting her swagger more and more. The better she plays, her swagger level starting to go through the roof. You know, she need to hang out with Courtney a little bit more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And she's quiet. And she does not, no, don't have a quiet on. Then she'll have turquoise hair.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that.
We don't want to hang out that way. I love Courtney, but no, man.
Hey, hold on. Let me text Lindsey Whalen and Rebecca Brunson right now and say, hey, I don't need I'm just joking. Oh, man. All right, so in all seriousness, look, this is a great day for the WNBA. We'll get back to the links here in a second. But big news in that the league is expanding. There's going to be expansion teams in Cleveland, Detroit. You love you some Detroit and Philadelphia. Talk about the big news of the day with that expansion.
It definitely caught people by surprise. We knew there was going to talk up. We knew there was going to be another wave of expansion. We didn't think it was going to come out the day before the Commissioner's Cup. So eventually, they took advantage of that you know, no game scheduled today, anything like that. It's interesting because I didn't see my sources didn't tell me Philadelphia. You know, it was my source was talking about Nashville as one of those slots. So the Philadelphia really caught me by they wanted a franchise and they really caught me by surprise. But then but that's good. Detroit and Cleveland, you know, in Detroit's case they got sold out and were sold away, so they deserve to have that a franchise there. Cleveland supported that team, but the Gunn brothers, I think they owned it at the time, they gave up on the team, and that's why they folded up. It was a good time. That's a piecemeal in. I mean, think about this, Henry. In 5 years, there'll be 18 teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people are complaining, will they have enough slots? Yeah, they will. I've always been advocating they need to expand the rosters anyway. They need to have 15 slots as opposed to a hard 12. Evidently they got money. The money isn't being invested. I mean, the highest price was $130 million for expansion fees. So they definitely got the money coming in. So, and the key was, Henry, they had to have a commitment to a facility, a practice facility. They just can't come in as a team. Detroit has a facility. Cleveland's will be building one. Philadelphia's will be having one. They couldn't come in without that.
Yeah.
You know, Portland is getting it good. So that was the key to that. So, yeah, it was great news. It was great news. People have been cramming for expansion for years. I've been hesitant about saying expansion. I thought that they really need to have the 12 teams solid. But definitely the Golden State has set a blueprint on how to build a team from scratch and get off the ground running. Quiet as cat. Golden State leads the league in attendance right now.
Well, I was talking to Sloan Martin. I was talking to Sloan Martin, and she says that the Golden State facility is phenomenal. But to me, I'm so happy for these women because, you know, even before Golden State, the new facility that the Vegas Aces off the charts.
Oh, man. Oh, and Phoenix got one, too.
Mm.
Phoenix unveiled that last year when doing the All-Star game. So it's definitely the WNBA had to have that kind of investment. You just can't have them playing, practicing at some I don't want to say a community center, you know.
Yep.
That's where they practice at. That's ridiculous. They should have a facility right where they play at. And so, you know, the Lynx guy went across the street. That had made a difference because now they don't have to worry about, well, can we get in the gym because they got a conference set up. No, you got your own facility. You know, you can use that.
Yep.
So that is very important. That's showing the investment that was needed. So now can they keep building on that? You know, I think the media coverage needs to be better. I mean, it's sad at the start, when they have a single story about the Lynx in the paper yesterday. That didn't make no sense at all.
Mm.
You know, so it's still that issue. You know, you still don't see this team who's actually the hottest, maybe the hottest team in the league right now. You don't see them worthy as a story, you know. So we don't write three stories on the Wolves and one story on the Twins, no story on the Lynx. That makes no sense. So we still got those mountains to climb.
Yeah, I'm so happy for, and she's been as good as advertised, Paige Bueckers, the number one overall pick by the Dallas Wings. She's an NBA All-Star Game starter. Congratulations to her. I've been a Paige fan for years. I've never met her to this day, but at some point I know that I will. But she's been phenomenal, and I'm happy for her making the All-Star Game, along with Nafisa Collier, of course. You knew she was going to make it. Caitlin Clark, phenomenal, knew she was going to make it. There's some really talented players that'll be a part of this All-Star festivities.
Yeah, it's gonna be another star-studded All-Star game. I told you this before, Henry. I think the WNBA All-Star game might be the best All-Star game out there because the two teams play competitively to win. There's not a lot of showboating. There's not a lot of loosey-goosey stuff. They both are trying to win. And I like that competitiveness. I mean, you know, and it's always been good games. I've never seen a bad game, an All-Star game. Never seen one. So,
hey, let me ask you this real quick before we let you go. What did you make of, or what have you made of both the Wolves in their NBA draft picks, and secondly, what they've done at free agency so far?
I'll be honest. I don't know who the two guys they drafted. So I can't tell you anything about that. I can't tell you. I can't talk. I'm glad they kept Reed. I'm glad they keep Randall.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that you didn't know where it was going to go with. You know, Reed was acting like he didn't want to. He wanted to start his money, but I think he realized it's the best place for him. And I think Randall settled in. That I think he felt he had found a home as opposed to getting in and out. So those moves is great. They couldn't keep Nall. Nelson look like he's going to be gone on signing trade.
No, he already.
Atlanta.
No, he's. Well, is it going to be a signing trade or is it just him signing there?
I think they was talking about signing trade. It might be just him.
Yeah, they were talking initially about a signing trade, but the report tonight from Shams, they said 4 years, 62, but they didn't say it was a signing trade. But you never know, because for him to get the maximum amount of money that he could be able to get, you would think it'd be a signing trade.
That's what I think so, too. So I think
we'll see.
You know, He will see. But, you know, and Luther, you know, Luther has gone, too.
He went to Boston.
So the moves have been good. I mean, now got to put it all together, you know. But I can't answer the question about the two draft picks. I just don't know.
Well, no. Who they are. Look, I don't know much about those kids either, other than the fact that we know that they the highlights that we've seen. But I'll say this about the highlights, or not even about the highlights, but I'll say this just about acquiring them. I'm happy that we got those guys because I believe for us to move forward, you got to take some swings with guys with massive potential and upside. To me, you look at their skill sets, you're going to have to replace Rudy, and you're going to need bigs anyway. And those two kids at 18 years of age, massive upsides.
And you also, you're in a position where you can do that too.
Yep.
You know, you're in a position that you can stash them for a couple of years and then get you, you know, and make that run again. Yeah, so no, but I saw them last night. They was at the Lynx game. But I couldn't tell you who they are. I couldn't tell you anything more than that.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, Charles, man, I appreciate the time tonight, and be well, and have fun and enjoy the game tomorrow night.
As well as you. You have to enjoy this weather now.
I'm going to try to. All right, I appreciate it. That's Charles Hallman joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.